You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And so when I found out they believed in divine healing, because I've been standing alone just as a teenager. And it strengthens you to be around folks who believe in healing and faith and the power of God in that area, doesn't it? And so that's the reason I went, because you see, it added to me, it helped me.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I remember several years ago, I was preaching here for Full Gospel Benjamin in the state of Oklahoma, not here in Tulsa, in another city. The purpose of this was, there's different speakers each night, and I just spoke one night. But the entire purpose of five nights was concerning the baptism with the Holy Ghost. Now, I remember a Baptist pastor came up and was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I remember he said to me afterwards, as we were talking, he said, "Now then, I can go back to pastoring." And he went on to explain to me that he pastored the First Baptist Church in one of our cities here in Oklahoma. And from all standpoint, it looked like, you know, that he should have been satisfied. He had a large church. He's well taken care of financially. He's well educated. He had his degrees. He's a graduate from Baptist Seminary. But he said to me, the longer I pastored, and I pastored for some 10 or 12 years, but the longer I pastored, the more powerless I felt. He said, the more I read the Acts of the Apostles and the more I read the epistles, I just said, now I know I was taught in seminary. And we were all taught you were born of the Spirit, then you have the Holy Ghost, and that's the end of it, period. But if I've got what they had, it sure don't work with me like it did with them. And he was sensible and reasonable enough to see, you know, to something else here. And so he said, people coming to me for help. I just felt so powerless. I just didn't have it. I knew I was saved. And finally, I just came to the place that I said, I just can't go on. And I called my family together. And I had two children, two teenagers, just in their early teens. They were born pretty close together. I think one of them was about 15 or 14 and a half, so the others had just recently reached 13. And so I called the two children, my wife, and after struggling with it for about a month, and I just told them what I had on my mind, said, I won't, you know, you understand this now, that I'm not quitting God because he's real to me, but I'm just so powerless in the ministry. And with my education, because he was a college graduate as well as seminary graduate, I can go into business. In fact, he had been offered certain positions. So he took certain positions, did well financially. But you see, he got interested then in the baptism of the Holy Ghost through Full Gospel Benjamin in circles. And he had been attending and he began to see. And he said, I didn't understand. I'd spoken against the Pentecostal movement and so on. But I finally just got so hungry that I just said, Lord, okay, if it takes the tongues, I'm ready for that too. And he came up, praise God, and was gloriously baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. And he said to me, now then, he said, praise God, I'm just running to get back in it now. Hallelujah, he's ready for it then. Well, you see, that's what Jesus told these disciples. They were called of God and ordained of God, even the apostles. But he said, don't you leave Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. There is an experience subsequent to salvation called the baptism with the Holy Ghost or an endowment of power from on high. Hallelujah. Now, I was born and raised Southern Baptist. I remember that years ago there was an old professor in Baylor University in the seminary division, an old white-haired gentleman, and he would say to the graduating class, only the graduating class, you see, of the seminary, there is an experience subsequent to salvation called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is an endowment of power from on high. And don't you dare go out and preach without it. And that's about all he dared say about it. But of course, you see, if he could arouse their curiosity and get them seeking God, great things could happen. Amen. And so, you see, he was just following Jesus' admonition to these disciples. Now then, as we go just a further, we have noticed this, but I want to reiterate a few thoughts. It's rather significant that we have two groups of nine connected with the work of the Spirit. Now, we looked at these briefly, you know, in some depth about love, but the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, these two verses, there are nine fruit of the Spirit. Now, that might be referred to as a result of the indwelling. Because Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. The fruit grows out there on the branch because of the life within the tree, doesn't it? And so, we have, as a result of the indwelling of the Spirit, the ninefold fruit of the Spirit. Then in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse, we're taught that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. And here also, we have a group of nine. Now from this, one easily can draw the conclusion that the indwelling of the Spirit in the new birth is for fruit bearing, and that the outpouring of the Spirit is for service. Now this introduces us to the fact that the baptism with the Spirit, as taught in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 through 4, is the one and only way in which we are given the complete ninefold manifestation of the Spirit. You know, I had the Holy Spirit in the new birth. And I've said many times before, you know, coming from my Baptist background and being a young Baptist boy preacher and pastor of a country church, I went around Pentecostal people. See, there wasn't any Pentecostal people I knew anything about. In no church, that is. In our town, there might have been some people there, but I wouldn't have known that. But in our town, you know. And I'd been healed in 1934. 1935, somebody came to our town, put up a tent, called it, you know, Full Gospel Revival. But I didn't mean a thing in the world to me. Full Gospel didn't mean a thing in the world to me. And I was very busy and didn't go. But when I found out that they taught divine healing, man, I went. They got 465 people saved, and then out of that 460, you know, these 465 saved people, they built a tabernacle, called it Full Gospel Tabernacle. And so when I found out they believed in divine healing, because I've been standing alone, just as a teenager, and it strengthens you to be around folks who believe in healing and faith and the power of God in that area, doesn't it? And so that's the reason I went, because you see, it added to me, it helped me. But then they also taught this experience. Now, they didn't get anybody baptized with the Holy Ghost during that meeting, because it was an evangelistic type meeting, and they did preach that kind of messages. And then after a while, ran 8 weeks, and after about 4 weeks of meeting, while they did on a couple of nights each week, did start having healing services. And then the last week, they did start preaching some about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but see, They didn't anybody receive. There wasn't any workers there, many to help them. And so after they got over into the tabernacle, well, people did start receiving this experience. But I just sort of closed my ears to it. You know, I thought, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost all right, but I don't know about that tongue business. And I'll put up with a little fanaticism to have a little fellowship around faith and healing, you know. But this is like a fellow down in East Texas said, this is sort of like a slippery creek bank. You keep fooling around, you'll slip in. Amen. And so I did. But I remember this. After now, in 1937, the 8th day of April, 1937, You know, the 8th day of April 1937 was on a Thursday? How many of you knew that? Well, now you do. See, if anybody asks you, you remember that. The 8th day of April 1937 was on a Thursday. And at 8 minutes past 6 p.m., in the living room of the Full Gospel Tabernacle pastor's house, it wasn't a parsonage, just a house they had rented, I was baptized with the Holy Ghost, spoke with other tongues, as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Well, I remember then that my Baptist colleagues warned me against this, you know, when they saw me going around these Pentecost people. And I remember one fellow particular in our church that was a graduate. He was not an ordained minister of the gospel, but he was a Bible teacher, and he had the auditorium Bible class in our church. He was a graduate of Baylor University. He was a graduate of Baylor Seminary. He was a seminary graduate. He had the same training all the ministers had. And I remember that he said to me more than once, because we had quite a bit of fellowship together. And he said, now I'll admit, though, you know, those Pentecostal people, they are, you know, they are really, in some ways, well, they're thoroughly orthodox in their beliefs. But now that speaking with tongues is of the devil.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Special call to arms offer.
Yeah.
And it includes my book, and it just came out in July. Just came out in July. Connect, staying connected so you can win. And then, Craig, talk about the other part of the offer.
I have a USB drive with 10 different messages on the subject of faith, and of course, faith is probably one of the subjects I preach more than anything else. So there's 10 messages there on the subject of faith on a USB jump drive. And so you'll get both of those for a gift of $30 or more. You know, save like $35 or more. I messed up. $35 or more.
That's live TV for you.
Yeah. So you can go to rhema.org and you can order that special call to arms.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.